You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
We're talking crossovers, folks. Few men can cross over from athletics to Hollywood. TV star and former All-Pro, I'm talking about Fred Dreyer, is on the line. And Fred, how's life treating you?
Everything's good here. How about you?
Things are fair, man. I mean, you know, the Hunter and almost 9 seasons on Hollywood. How did you make that transition from being an athlete to an actor?
A lot of hard work and time.
Talk to me about the hard work.
Well, you have you've got to dedicate a lot of your time to being in a classroom, being in acting classes, studying, reading, observing life, and you know, it's in order to do that, you got to not do other things.
Okay. Stephen J. Cannell was the executive producer for a while, at least when Hunter got started. He did the Rockford Files. What was it like to work under him? He was considered an iconic figure.
Well, Steve is he's one of the heroes, you know. He's a self-made man, and he was a writer under Roy Huggins over at Paramount, and came in under Roy when they were doing the Rockford Files.
Mm-hmm.
And then he began to go out on his own, write scripts and stories, and created relationships with networks. And he had one time he had like 4 or 5 shows on the air at the same time.
Yeah, he was an amazing guy. I love the Rockford Files. In fact, I still watch Rockford Files almost every day on Netflix. Listen, you got traded from New York to New England. And you refused to report. How did you refuse to report for a trade? How could that happen back then?
Well, I'm on my option year.
Oh,
you know, okay. And so they had my rights. The Giants did up until May of the year of 1972. So in January of 72, they traded what was left of my rights from January to May to the New England Patriots, and then I didn't want to go there. So I said, in May, I'm a free agent. You know, so. You know, you can either trade me or just wait around until I sign with somebody else and then deal with the league about compensation.
Speaking of this free agency, did Curt Flood, the baseball player from the St. Louis Cardinals, did he start all this? Was he the one that got the ball rolling on free agency in major league sports across the board?
Yeah, I think so. I think Curt Flood was one of the guys, one of the pioneers, I guess. But he was a guy that put his career on the line. I don't know if he was, a superstar at the time or not, but he decided, I'm not going to be traded. I'm not going to be put in a position that I don't want to be put. And so he filed a lawsuit, and the rest is history.
Fred Dreyer, I guess, of course, the former star of Hunter, and now he's doing the sports show. That's Saturday at noon. He follows a show called Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but Saturday at noon Pacific time. And you do this with Mike Horn. I knew Mike Horn like 25, 30 years ago. We were together at CRN.
Yeah, well, he's still here running the show.
Mike's like the godfather of CNN. I remember when he was booking gigs for Mickey Rooney. Did you know that?
Yep.
Yeah, he was. I tried to get. Can you get me Mickey? Mickey isn't feeling that good this week, but I tried to get him a couple different times. Fred Dreyer, I guess. Tell me about the transition to now radio. I mean, you're doing radio, doing live sports show. What's it like?
Well, look, it's like anything you do. You know, you put some time into it, and you try to get it going. You have to learn the form of radio. It's different than television. You know, you're not on camera, although we do have an iPod. We do broadcast an iPod from our studio, but it's great training to be able to speak on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to decide what it is that we want to talk about. I was doing politics for the first 2.5 years, and then we decided to go into sports because sports and politics nowadays is almost inseparable. So we've got a lot of things that we're doing here with the station, and you can find our show at crntalk.com, and you know, we're syndicated. We're on the weekends in a lot of the major cities, I'm learning a little bit about the radio business, and also doing some things on air. You know, it's good practice. It's good. Good training to be able to do a show for an hour a day, and I'm liking it. I honestly don't know. It's like acting. You know, I went from football to acting. I figured, well, I like acting, but I don't know if I can make a living at it. Mm-hmm. And the same thing I think holds true with radio. You know, you have to get into it, and you have to be able to realize that you're going to have some growing pains, and things may not happen the way you want them to, or as fast as you want them to, but if you stick in there, you know, for the long run, you get better at it, and plus there's more chance of you being able to make a living at it.
Fred Dreyer is our guest. The website is freddreyer.com, just spelled just exactly as it is, Fred Dreyer, FreddDreyer.net. Some colleges are not going to not allow practice, tackling and practice. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's football, you know. And that's part of it. And for whatever reasons they don't want you to do it, then, you know, put a dress on everybody and they'd be done with it, you know.
Interesting. Fred Dreyer, I guess. Hey, you did some work with Andy. What was Andy Warhol like? Was he a freak? What was he like?
Andy was a good friend, and I'd known him for a long time.
Yeah.
And one of the true iconoclasts, an artist, and he was the first one, you know, to really... you know, to understand what pop culture was, and he was funny, and just sitting there, he was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a very talented guy, and I used to go down to his studio downtown off Broadway, and I remember I took my wife down there one day, and he loved her, and he wanted to draw her. And I say draw.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to draw her. And so we were sitting there having lunch, and he was sketching, doing all these little sketches and stuff, talking with us and stuff. And we took some photographs and had a great afternoon. He took the time out of his busy schedule, and he's really busy, to take us around his studio and show us his paintings and explain them, and he was very interesting, and he died suddenly. You know, he went in for an operation and died of complications. But I used to talk to him. You know, he'd say, "Here's my number. Give me a call." And I one night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I called back there, and he answered the phone. We started talking about stuff, and he says, "You know, this is really great." He said, "Would you do me a favor?" I said, "Sure." He says, "Would you get together and collect all of your junk mail and send it to me?" I said, "Sure." So I sent him a huge box. It took me about a couple of months, but I sent him a huge box of all of my junk mail. And what he does is he takes the junk mail of sports and culture of celebrities, and puts them in these bins, these trash bins. He had like 3 or 4 brand new trash bins up in his studio, and he loved those things. They were utilitarian, and to put all of this junk mail inside this utilitarian, brand new, shiny, not a dent or a scratch on it. It was he loved it, you know. So he'd do things like that, but I had a good time visiting with him. And anytime I was in New York, he was always there for me to welcome me and have lunch or whatever it might be. You know, so we had a lot of fun.
Fred Dreyer, I guess I got to ask you a question. 69 years old. What person? What one person you met in your 69 years that made the most impression on you?
The most impression.
I mean, who person is it? Dang, I, you know.
Well, it's probably a good question, but in my entire life, you know, it was probably one of my coaches kind of took me under my wing, under his wing, when my father passed away when I was 17. It was a moment in time there that I was going through some personal things, confusion, anger, and those types of things, and he kind of pointed the way, helped me rise above it a little bit, and to put some perspective on these types of things, you know. And as my life went on, I went on, you know, from the time I was 17 to the present day, and 52 some odd years, and my father never saw me play baseball or football or any of these things, you know, professionally speaking, or college or high school. But it was a period in my life that I look back on now. The older I get, the more value it had for me.
Okay. Last question for Fred Dreyer, and of course you can see him at freddreyer.net. You were known as a player in Hollywood, and you know, had a lot of girlfriends, this and that. Is there one that you look back on and regret the most? Can you name her?
I can give you a nice list that was comforting when I needed comfort, you know.
But is there anybody on that list that you would like exclude for the most part, that you see that was a big mistake?
Oh no, look, hey, you make all kinds of different choices in life, and picking women and having girlfriends and wives and stuff, you know, it's all a part of it, you know. You're in it for the long haul, and I know friends of mine who are my age that have been married, like they're on their third wife, fourth wife, and then I've always told them, I said, you know, at some point in time you got to quit.
The Sports Show with Fred Dreyer and of course Michael Horn, that Saturday at noon Pacific time right here on Sports Byline. Fred, I thank you for the time. I feel honored, man. Come back on the Taco Man Show anytime you want.
Good, Taco. Have a great day.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Works for me.